A Frog's Fate by Christina G. Rossetti. Contemptuous of his home beyond the village and the village pond, a large-souled frog who spurned each byway hopped along the imperial highway. Nor grunting pig nor barking dog could disconcert so great a frog. The morning dew was lingering, yet his sides to cool, his tongue to wet. The night dew, when the night should come, a travelled frog would send him home. Not so, alas, the wayward grass sees him no more. Not so, alas. A broad-wheeled wagon, unawares, ran him down, his joys, his cares. From dying choke, one feeble croak, the frog's perpetual silence broke. Ye buoyant frogs, ye great and small, even I am mortal, after all. My road to fame turns out a wry way. I perish on the hideous highway. Oh, for my old familiar byway! The choking frog sobbed and was gone. The wagoner strode whistling on. Unconscious of the carnage done, whistling that wagoner strode on. Whistling, it may have happened so, a froggy would a wooing go. A hypothetic frog, trolled he, obtuse to a reality. O rich and poor, O great and small, such oversights beset us all. The mangled frog abides in cog, the uninteresting actual frog. The hypothetic frog alone is the frog we all dwell upon.